This is a Discovery Channel podcast.
Today, scientists are finding new ways to study mummies without damaging them. All mummies, whether created intentionally or by accident, share one thing in common: the cessation of the natural process of decay. Funeral director John Chu.
If a body were not preserved, it would start to change within hours. The body would actually distend and fill with gas and gradually liquefy.
Until the 1860s, most Americans were content to let nature take its course. They didn't preserve the dead, they just buried them. But that changed during the Civil War when large numbers of young men began to die far from home.
During the war between the states, bodies were being shipped back by the train loads, and they were rotting and putrefying, and the stench was so great. So the embalmers started doing embalming as a private enterprise. Families were paying to have their loved ones prepared and sent back for that final visitation to prove that the death had occurred. It was mostly officers in the beginning, but after that, then it became more and more common.
Embalming is the norm in America. First, the body's washed, then disinfected. The eyes are covered with plastic caps and the jaw is wired shut. Then a solution of formaldehyde and water is pumped into the arteries to replace the blood.
We inject the chemical at 5 pounds of pressure with a given rate of flow, so many ounces per minute, until we actually saturate the tissue of the body. Formaldehyde unites with the protein and actually solidifies the tissue, making it firm. A body may last anywhere from a week to 20, 30 years after being embalmed.
But it takes more than embalming to prepare a body for viewing. At the New England Institute of Funeral Service, students learn the finer arts of caring for the dead. One day they'll be restoring faces ravished by disease and accident. Only America has developed a professional class of embalmers to rival ancient Egypt, but there's a difference.
The Egyptians embalmed for eternity for the soul to return after the death, whereas today, modern society, embalming is a temporary process where the body is preserved just for the funeral and a short period of time afterwards.
Creating mummies that lasted for centuries was an enormous achievement by the Egyptians and other ancient people, but it was not appreciated at first by later generations. When Arabs first dug up Egyptian mummies 1,000 years ago, they thought they'd been dipped in a tar they called mumia. Mumia was considered a powerful medicine, but it was in short supply. Egyptologist Professor David Silverman.
People ground up pieces of mummy, and they were sold in local apothecary shops for curing all sorts of diseases and probably actually caused more diseases than they cured.
Most Westerners only learned about mummies after Napoleon's invasion of Egypt in 1798. Hundreds of bodies were shipped home by the French soldiers. Soon, all of Europe became mad for mummies, but the mummies were not treated with respect. They were mere curiosities. Egyptologist Professor Salima Ikram.
In the 19th century, people would just unwrap them for fun to see what they looked like, and you have these invitations saying, please come to a at home at Lord Lonsborough's house. Come at 6, champagne and a mummy unwrapping. So in those days, people would come more for shock value.
Today, thousands of mummies from many cultures are on display at museums around the world, and our fascination with mummies continues to grow. These ancient human remains are providing scientists with a remarkable window into the past. But mummies hold a fascination for us that goes beyond science.
Ancient mummies certainly do have an effect on us. It's a very intimate way of reaching back in time and realizing that they're really people, real live, honest to God people who lived. You're actually looking at the people who made the history that you study.
Professor Scott Woodward.
You form a bond, a little bit of a connection with this ancient person. You want to know a little bit more about him, and you take that all the way through the process in the laboratory to the very end, and you go in and you look on that gel and you see something that has been hidden from the world for 2,000 years.
Ultimately, when we learn about mummies, we learn about ourselves.